Kaya FM podcast. Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
Well, there have been major calls for driving transformation in South Africa and really getting more black South Africans to be key economic participants, and not just in terms of how productive we are, but having some equity in terms of some of the products, companies and tools that we own and work for and with. And that's exactly what's been taking place in terms of the number of BEE schemes led by corporates in South Africa to support their staff, their suppliers and, of course, members of interest within the public. Well, SAB, the South African Breweries Company, they are going to continue their launch of Zenzele Kabili, the BEE scheme that they actually launched last year in February. Way before the lockdown and COVID was a major threat, they had to put a halt on it for the moment, but launching a second round of this successful BEE scheme, which has supported over 40,000 black South Africans affiliated with SAB, from what I understand. But to help us get a refresher on this conversation, we join on the line by the SAB company secretary, Duncan Pask. Duncan, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening, Gugu.
Great to speak to you, Duncan. And I think for many of us who might recall, we were sitting at the JSC. We had the Ndlovu Youth Choir. There was a phenomenal launch as well of SAB Zenzele Kabili. And you also showcased some of the previous beneficiaries of SAB Zenzele, which was the first half of the BEE scheme. I guess give us a refresh of how successful that particular scheme was and how we've moved on now to Zenzele Kabili, which had to take a pause following the outbreak of the pandemic.
Sure, we're going to be able to finally conclude SAB Zenzele that was launched back in 2010, and we will reach a total value when we settle that transaction in its entirety in May 2021 at a total value of 9.7 billion rand. So that's been meaningful value that has been generated for, as you said, over 40,000 participants, including 29,000. Retailer shareholders, which are tavern owners, our bottle store owners, and just general SAB retailers, including our 13,000 staff.
I'm going to jump in there and maybe ask you to simplify those numbers for us, because I do understand it's billions on billions on rands. But in terms of beneficiaries, on average, how much do people invest and how much did they receive at the end of the 10-year investment period?
So our retailer shareholders, there were 29,000 of them. The majority of our retailer shareholders invested the minimum amount, which was 100 Rand in 2010. They're going to have received a total value of 77,000 Rand in settlement value. They've been paid 59,000 of that so far.
Sure.
And we're going to look to try and get them to roll some of that value through into our new scheme, SAB Zenzele Kabili.
Sure. That sounds fantastic in terms of the growth that's been acquired there and really talks to the drive of transformation that we want to see. How different will Zenzele Kabili actually work? Or is this open to the same stakeholders, or are you casting your net a little wider?
We're going to continue the legacy that was Zenzele and allow our tavern owners and our retailer shareholders to roll forward in the transaction and to continue to be part of it, because it's been a major ask from them over the last 10 years. And can we get more? Can we invest more? And can we be partners going forward? And really heeded that call. And they will be asked to vote on that at a scheme meeting coming up on the 10th of May. And then if they approve, we will go ahead and we will list SAB Zenzele Kabili on the BEE segment of the JSC on the 28th of May. And from then, any qualifying black person can then buy into that transaction as you would normally buy shares on the JSC.
Aha, makes sense. So starting off with many of your suppliers as well as you said, traders, and then opening up to the general public through the opportunity of trading using the JSC as a platform. I'm also keen to understand in terms of the growth opportunities and the need for Zenzele Kabili. We've seen how the pandemic as well as the various alcohol bans have actually ravished not only the alcohol industry, but the economy as well. How critical is it that we see the launch of the Zenzele Kabili scheme and the impact it will likely have specifically on your retailer shareholders as well as traders?
It's created fantastic value for our retailer shareholders, and we hope to create a certain level of generational wealth going forward for them, and that's what we hope that SAB Zenzele Kabili will bring. It will also hold shares in our global beer maker, the world's largest beer maker, AB InBev. So it will have exposure to the global beer market. So if sales are going well in the US, And in Europe, and maybe not so well in South Africa on given occasions, they'll still continue to see value. And when our market picks up, and we can compensate in that process. So they get global exposure to the beer maker, which is fantastic from where they were in SAB Zenzele as SAB shareholders. Now they will be shareholders in a global company.
Sounds fantastic. And I think that also mitigates the continued risk or concern of alcohol bans in South Africa. I'm hoping to segue the conversation slightly just to inquire about additional support that SAB has had to provide some of its tavern owners and retailer shareholders, given the impact of the alcohol ban on their business operations.
It's been significant for our retailers, especially our small business owners. Our taverners and our bottle store owners are largely owner-managed businesses. They work on a cash basis a lot of the time, and they don't have large reserves to manage that. We continue to try to support them as much as possible to ensure that they can continue to trade and pull through this tough time. And it's an ongoing challenge in how we achieve that and to get consistency in trade so that they know that they will be able to provide going forward.
Well, we're happy to hear about that ongoing support and the sustainability that SAB's really tried to drive. Grateful for the support that many tavern owners have been able to receive. Duncan, thank you so much for your time this evening and looking forward to the launch. So the key dates we need to look out for, if you could remind us of that in terms of voting and the potential listing of SAB Zenzele Kabili shares. Could you please remind us of that?
Sure. Our retailers will make their decision on the 10th of May in a digital meeting. And on the 28th of May, we hopefully go live and list and open SAB Zenzele Kabili up to the broader public.
Fantastic. We'll be following up on that and hoping to see the kudu horn still being blown at the JSC when it comes to listing. If not, we'll follow through with the necessary COVID protocols, right? Safety is a key priority here. Duncan, a great pleasure engaging with you, and thank you for your time this evening. That's Duncan Pesk. He's the SAB company secretary, reminding us of the launch of Zenzele Kabili, which is a BBBE scheme launched by SAB. Figures that we understand in terms of 5.4 billion rand, initially going to be voted on and launched by their traders and some of their retailer shareholders, and then from there listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange's BEE board, where then anyone black in South Africa will be able to trade those shares publicly and monitor the performance of the share price. So we'll follow up on these key dates and developments to ensure that you can also participate in them.
Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.